Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are there. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. And we are continuing our discussion about this grand deception, if you will. The deception of the times in which we live. Doug, you're still with me, I presume.
I'm still here.
So you tend to agree that these dear souls that are bringing peace to the world, as they would say, are the source and genesis, if I may use the term, of the New World Order? Is that what you're saying to me?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Rick. The our little Antichrist supremacist Jews, I think, are the root cause of the problems. They have control of the money. There has never been a non-Jewish chairman of the Federal Reserve System. Do you realize that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And you know, when you start saying this, oh, anti-Semite, they always have to come out with ad hominem attacks. You're an anti-Semite. They've invented so many words that you're a racist, you're a this, you're a that. And a lot of, you know, the words they come up with to degrade us with are completely the opposite of what the Bible says. You know, you're a homophobe. Mm-hmm. God, you're a homophobe. Or you're an anti-Semite.
Well, evil is called good and good is called evil.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
You did. I just beat you to it, that's all.
Oh, okay.
But you're absolutely right, and what we are watching right now is the same replay. It's the same lies, the same deception that we just went through within Iraq. And it's all happened before in every single war. Wilson did it. Roosevelt did it. All of them lied America into the war. And they all sat back on their fat, pompous you-know-what, while young men and women went out and died, shedding their blood, and those who didn't die were less fortunate. They came back destroyed. No arms, no legs. They came back as totally and completely destroyed from within and from without, cripples, maimed for life.
Well, Rick, you couldn't get me to go kill another person unless they had tried to kill me. You know, I'd defend myself, right. But I wouldn't ever, you know, go out and kill somebody because some little, you know, person told me, well, this is what we need to do to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm. But what's the key word when you think of that motivates people to do those sort of killings? It's fear. Fear.
Right.
Roosevelt said it, and he said the only thing that we need fear is fear itself, and that's exactly what he was a master of, creating fear and hatred for people we didn't even know, people that we had no knowledge of personally, the Japanese, for instance. No understanding of what was going on in Japan and how this rotten, evil government in Washington was controlled by these same Kenites, and they were planning to bring Japan to America so they could accomplish their goal, just as 9/11 accomplished their godless goal of getting us into the Middle East militarily.
Well, Rick, look at Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay home, keep guns in all of your houses.
Mind your business. That's
you got
right.
500 years of peace or more, you know, forever, probably.
That's the kind of system I like. Woo me to Switzerland, mister. All right, Doug, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate your great call. All right, we shall return with more. Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out.
For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. And in the current edition of the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, is the topic of Israel's so-called right to exist. And Jonathan Cook, who is a rather prolific writer, he's a journalist, and he's in Nazareth, Israel itself, has written a book, Blood and Religion, The Unmasking of the Jewish and Democratic State. And, of course, he writes The Trap of Recognizing Israel. And he writes quite eloquently. And this is part of what he says here that's very important for you to grasp. He says, Israel has been leading the attempts to characterize the Iranian regime as profoundly anti-Semitic, and it is presumed ambition is for nuclear weapons as directed by the sole goal of wanting to, quote, wipe Israel off the map, unquote. A calculatedly mischievous mistranslation of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's speech. Most observers have assumed that Israel is genuinely concerned for its safety from nuclear attack. However implausible the idea that even the most fanatical Muslim regime would, unprovoked, launch nuclear missiles against a small area of land that contains some of Islam's holiest sites. But in truth, there is another reason why Israel is concerned about a nuclear-armed Iran. that has nothing to do with conventional ideas about safety. In November, Ephraim Snick, one of Israel's most distinguished generals, and now Olmert's deputy defense minister, that's Prime Minister Olmert, revealed that the government's primary concern was not the threat posed by Ahmadinejad firing nuclear missiles at Israel, but the effect of Iran's possession of such weapons on Jews who expect Israel to have a monopoly on the nuclear threat. Whoa. If Iran got such weapons, most Israelis would prefer not to live here. Most Jews would prefer not to come here with families, and Israelis who can live abroad. Well, I'm afraid, Ahmadinejad will be able to kill the Zionist dream without pushing a button. That's why we must prevent this regime from obtaining nuclear capability at all costs. That's what he says. Now, in addition to that, I say, that's a ruse to begin with. Because, for the obvious reason, there is no need for the American government, with the Israelis, and Europeans for that matter, to be concerned about Iran wanting to possess what Israel already possesses. Is there? I mean, how would you like it if somebody came into your neighborhood and started going house to house and tried to disarm the entire neighborhood of guns? Because those guns might be turned on the mafia chieftain that lives down the street. And they came to your house, and they overheard you saying, you would like to have a gun, you would like to have a big bazooka, you would love to have a means of protecting yourself, and you would like to see that mafia chieftain wiped off the map of the neighborhood. Now, the mafia's henchman comes into town, and he's posing as a law enforcer. He's posing as a marshal. And he comes and says, you've got to turn in your guns. We can't allow you to have bazookas. We can't allow you to have powerful anti-tank, anti-aircraft missile firing capability. We can't allow that. Why? Because that might rough up the neighborhood. That might make the neighborhood dangerous. For whom? Well, for the guy down the street. You see, there's no logic there. There's absolutely no reasonability in that argument. None whatsoever. Now, in the book Roosevelt's Secret War by author Joseph E. Persico, FDR and World War II Espionage, he points out something very interesting, my friends. And he talks about how Roosevelt tried the fear tactic, tried to convince Americans that the Germans were at our doorstep and they were just waiting to come out of your closet, waiting to snatch you in the middle of the night, waiting to march you off to a death camp. And Roosevelt knew this wasn't going over. Wasn't working. It was hot air. It was lies. Well, as Mr. Persico says, he even produced a map, or at least pretended to produce a map. FDR produced this idea, called the media, and had a speech and said in his Navy Day speech that he had been given this information, and of course it came from the Brits, from Churchill, an MI6 report, that for about a year and a half warned that German troops were headed for Dakar, Senegal, just 1,900 miles across the South Atlantic from the Natal, Brazil area. And these troops, the British claimed, were the vanguard of a far larger force that would cross this narrow neck of the ocean and set up bases in Brazil, within striking distance of the Panama Canal. The British report had 6,000 German troops already there, prepared to join pro-Nazi Brazilians in an effort to overthrow the pro-American regime of President Getulio Vargas. Well, FDR put up a heck of a stink. He devised the Pot of Gold, an operation to transport over 100,000 American troops to Brazil. However, the plan had one fatal flaw, as Mr. Persico notes. The American military at that point had neither the ships nor the men to carry it out. It was all hot air. So he says the American media became suspicious of the map that FDR described in his Navy Day speech. At a press conference the next day, a reporter asked Roosevelt if he might see the map. Oh, he couldn't do that, the president explained in horror. It has on it certain manuscript notations which, if they were produced, would in all probability disclose where the map came from. And disclosure, he went on, would dry up the source of future information. Another reporter pressed ahead. What would you say to the charge of the suspicion that the map had been foisted on you in some way? That it was also a forgery or fake in some sort? FDR smiled complacently. He had acquired the map from a source, which is undoubtedly reliable. There is no question about that, said FDR. Well, turned out the whole map was indeed a ruse. The whole map was indeed a fraud. Not only was the map spurious, but the so-called Nazi plot to take over Bolivia that FDR had warned of was an outright British fabrication. The letter from the Bolivian attaché alleging a plot had been forged by the BSC and swallowed whole the White House. Even before FDR had used this information in his speeches, Adolf Berle had warned Secretary of State Cordell Hull that British intelligence agents were manufacturing documents detailing Nazis' alleged conspiracies in South America. Now, the author says the intriguing question is why all of this suspect intelligence? Reports of Nazi troops in South America, a forged letter predicting a Nazi takeover in Bolivia, a suspicious map, a manipulated version of the Greer incident found its way into the speeches of Mr. Roosevelt. Well, the answer, he says, clearly lies in FDR's underlining objective. He wanted U-boats attacked. He wanted America in the fight, and if someone handed him documents that strengthened his case, he was not about to scrutinize them to death. FDR wanted war. And the people that owned FDR, the same criminals that owned George Bush, wanted war. And they had to have America become a part of that war. There is no way Joe Stalin could ever have accomplished his goal of taking over Central and Eastern Europe, planting his seeds in Asia and Africa by himself. He needed the United States to do it for him. And that's exactly what happened. Treason, lies, deceptions. And then guess what? We had a new enemy to fight after the Soviet victory of tyranny in World War II. We now had a new enemy who was our friend all along. Good old Uncle Joe. Now we can fight another war or series of wars. Not to win, but that we might continue to leapfrog across the chessboard. The whole world is a stage, my friends. So you see, deception is the tool of Satan and his children. Make no mistake about it. We will be back and we will take more calls. Rick Adams, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with me.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
All right, I'm back. Rick Adams with you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we've been certainly trying to draw a parallel here today to what the Neocanes are planning to do in this next war, which they feel quite confident they can pull off. They feel the American public are too darn dumb to understand, as Harry Hopkins, FDR's man, once said. And they're pretty right, I'm afraid. They can continue to get away with it, and Satan's plan is indeed to create this one-world system. So that's the game plan, and out of breaking eggs, you know, you get an omelet. An omelet is what they're building, they're making. 1-800-313-9443. Keith is next on the program. Hello.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good.
Well, I called a long time ago when you were talking about the Bible. You went all political,
yep.
But yeah.
Well, we're still talking about the Bible.
Well, the so-called promised land is nothing but vipers and nest generation of serpents,
mm-hmm.
race of snakes.
Yeah.
They're actually a multiracial people, but they do have Edom in their blood, as
yes.
the rabbis do admit. But I wanted to offer a correction to you, just, and you could do this. If you read Zechariah, the last chapter, 14,
uh-huh.
second to the last book of the prophets, it is our last day, end time, for instance, verse 4, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. Every time it's in that day,
I'm not
That's
hearing
notable.
You too well, though, Keith. Can you speak up a little more?
All right, let me try it this way. Anytime you hear in that
I
day,
I can hear you better.
In that day means the second coming of Christ, notable mm-hmm. and terrible day of the Lord. But in the last verse, he says, and in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite, in the house of the Lord of hosts. Mm-hmm. The word Kenite, you've got the wrong. Canaanite is actually the word you're looking at. There were seven original Canaanite nations. Edom, Ammon, and Moab were the three that were added on. Those are the ten horns or kings that had received no kingdom as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
The fig tree was the establishment of the nation of Israel, apostate Israel.
Yeah.
Israel lie. That was the fig tree. If you study the fig tree, there's two figs, good and bad. Esau produced a good line through the daughters of Ishmael, who was of the race of Adam. But the other race was of Heth. And that was Heth was the second born of Canaan. Sidon was the first. Remember Jezebel, the Sidonian?
Mm-hmm.
You see, the problem is our pastors are trained by people, you know, theologians who don't know the Old Testament at all. They're mm-hmm. so deceived, they think they're Gentiles.
Right.
As if they're a nation. The Gentiles Paul was preaching to were the dispersed of Israel who were divorced from God. They were Israel, then they were not Israel. Now Paul shared the good news, you're Israel again. He died
uh-huh.
for you.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't every Gentile or nation on the earth. God's a God of separation all the way through the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Read Ezra and Nehemiah. He separated the sons of Adam. And Peter said, you're a holy, you know, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, chosen generation, which means
right.
race of people.
Exactly.
Well, see, the pastors have it upside down, and that's where our problem is.
Yeah.
We have the political problem because we have the problem with God first. And they got the seminaries first. And if you go to Proverbs chapter 1, you'll see there's a time coming where you'll be looking for the truth and you will not be able to find it.
Mm-hmm.
God shuts it up just like he did the doors on the ark.
Mm-hmm.
And you read the rest of the prophets are going east and west. So everybody's looking for survival food. Read my book. You know, we know about the conspiracies. If we have any understanding at all, we realize that the seed of the serpent was ruling over the seed of the woman in the end times.
Yeah.
Esau broke the yoke off Jacob.
Yes.
Right. But if we actually could form churches in every community in the truth,
mm-hmm.
that would be true repentance. But we can't keep these silly customs, pagan
no.
customs, and expect God to bless us.
No, absolutely not. And most of the churches are on that broad path. Most of the theologians, most of these so-called, true soothsayers of the word are really deceiving themselves and they're deceiving the flock. The flock's not aware of it. They don't know. They're sheep being led. And if the shepherd who's leading them is a false shepherd who is teaching them what he's been taught, where do you think he's going to lead them?
Yeah, but they both fall into the ditch, which shows
right.
the accountability.
The blind leading the blind, yeah.
We have to study to show ourselves approved, and then we're allowed to ask questions. And if any pastor says, how dare you raise your hand in my monologue sermon, you know he's a false pastor by 1 Corinthians 14. But they're all that way. They're so arrogant, they don't even know what they don't know.
That's unfortunately the case. I know I was in a church once where I did that. I raised a question, and the pastor said, now, go downstairs. We were upstairs in the study hall. Go downstairs and be a good boy. Now, you know, that's not an answer. All
mm-hmm.
that was proof that he didn't know what he was talking about.
Right.
And he refused to answer me directly because he couldn't answer my question, so he just shunted me aside. This is what they'll do. Rightly
mm-hmm.
dividing the word of truth, they claim, okay?
Exactly. You have to
but
do
it's
it
not
by
the
history
truth.
And law and prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the only thing I'm saying is right now, I mean, people are saying, oh, thank you, Alex Jones, and this and that for telling, you know, they're pouring out what they want us to know. They want us to know how evil they are. They didn't
yep.
keep me, they didn't declassify documents by accident. You know, they didn't leave that many holes in 911 and Oklahoma City and everything
right.
else by accident. They
yeah.
want you to know how evil they are, so you fear them.
Oh, yeah.
God,
no, that's
God
true.
Wants us to
that
fear
is
him.
True. You're not wrong on that. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. They don't. They boast of their evil deeds.
Right. I'm just saying our time's better served. If every American would put his nose in the Bible and turn the TV off, the electronic
yep.
Edomite off, then we'd be well off.
I'll agree with you there, brother. Okay, Keith, thank you for the call. Got to move along. We'll be back with other callers, Mark, and we'll be back with, we've got a few here, but we'll be back with all of you right here on Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, lots going on tonight here. We're doing some real heavy talk, as you're not going to hear on any other network of the controlled media, the so-called established media, the mouthpieces of the really, the Antichrist system that is around us today. I know I use strong language. I come on hot and heavy, and I can't help that. I really can't, because I think it's a little bit too late to mince our words, to, you know, to dress them up, to be Aesopian. I just like to tell it like it is. Jesus didn't do that. He didn't mince his words. He spoke very clearly and explicitly. Isn't that right, Mark in Wisconsin? Hello, Mark.
Actually, it's Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch?
Yeah, we're
starting... Now, what would Rupert Murdoch do calling my show?
We're starting a new show on Fox. We're going to call it Look Over There.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna concentrate on exposing the Black Pope, Vatican assassins, UFOs.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be playing the Democrats against the Republicans and the Blacks against the Whites and, you know, the Christians against the Muslims.
Mm-hmm. Gee, now, whose purpose might that serve? I can't figure this one out.
Well...
Can you help me?
Rick, you have to stop exposing the Zionists. My bosses are losing patience.
They are?
So take the million-dollar contract, and the world is yours. Let these stupid Gentiles worry about their own future.
Does this sound familiar? Doesn't it sound like Satan?
Are we on the air?
Jesus?
Are we on the air?
I think we are.
Damn it!
Does this sound like when Jesus was being approached by Lucifer, by Satan? Doesn't it, Mark? Are you still there? What happened? He didn't know we were on the air? Of course he knew. Come on, Mark. You're not gullible. Or did you? All right, anything strange can happen. But that doesn't matter, because Mark is not kidding. And neither am I. Rupert Murdoch, whose mother happened to be Jewish, is certainly no poor man. He's no pauper. And he is, as you know, he is in much control of much of the printed and electronic media as well. I mean, he's got his Fox Studios, his Fox Network, his Fox Searchlight Pictures, all of the rest of it, not to mention the Post. And, oh, my gosh, I've lost track. I really have lost track. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he owns and what he thinks he can do, because he is just as much a pawn in the game as any one of us. There's a game being played out on the world stage. You're either with the right team or the wrong team. And if you're with the wrong team, you have some major problems ahead. Isn't that right, Gene in Texas? Hello, Gene in Texas.
Yes, right here. Yes,
hi,
it
Gene.
Is.
Hi, Gene. Hey, long time no talk to you, man.
Yeah, right.
Friday night, huh? Hey,
just a few days ago.
You've been listening to this conversation here?
Yes, partially. I had to run to the grocery store, but I came back, and actually your program the first hour was didn't come in at all. And
all right.
Your second hour has come in fairly good.
That's all right. I was, I was trying to make the point that these same children of the devil who say peace and peace and say peace and peace and talk peace actually want war are really doing just that. They're creating more war so then they can finally offer us peace and safety. And they've done it in every single war that America has been in, particularly the major world wars and what has come from them, the evils of that, you see?
Well, they use doublespeak, and the politicians that are their proselytes today in our Congress and even in Europe and Britain, in the British Parliament even, they use doublespeak also. When they say the economy, they're not talking about the average person's pocketbook. They're talking about the corporations and the big industries and Wall Street, the stock market. That's the economy. When they say the economy is doing well, they mean that's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mean the average person is doing well economically. So
that's
you have to understand their language somewhat.
And I do. I understand it. I can see through the lies.
Oh, yeah. But most of our people can't, Rick. We have to understand what you know and I know, which is not everything, of course, by a long shot, but we know more than the average bear. Your listeners know more than the average bear out here. And we have to understand, sometimes we take for granted the truth that we know.
Mm-hmm.
And we just assume that everybody knows. No, everybody knows this truth. No, they do not. The average person does not know any of the truth you talk about on your program or that I've talked about as a guest on your program.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to use this just a quick time. I know you probably have other callers.
No,
but,
that's fine. Go right ahead.
Last night we had the black gentleman from California call in, and he was saying about Solomon being black, and he mentioned Song of Solomon chapter 1, verse 5.
Uh-huh.
If you'll read the context there, it is not Solomon speaking. It is one of his concubines
mm-hmm.
speaking, saying that I am black. And he did have black concubines, mistresses, for at a time there. So if you read the scriptures carefully there, it is she that is speaking, saying, I am black,
mm-hmm.
even though he did have white concubines also.
Right, right.
People, this is a good example of how people, either knowingly or unknowingly, take scriptures out of context and just misapply scriptures to the wrong context.
Mm-hmm.
And such as this case. So I'm happy to be able to. I didn't get a chance to answer that on your program because of lack of time. We were about at the end of the program when
he
called in.
We had run out of time, yeah.
But the Israelites were definitely of the white race in Adam. And even, why do people call you racist when you say that Adam and Eve were the parents of the white race and that the other races had their original parents? Why is that racist? You know, a lot of, this word racist is totally being misused, Rick. They say if you're against interracial marriage, you're a racist now even. If you look up the word racist in the dictionary, it clearly says that it just means that you think you're superior because of your race. And if we look at the history of the Israel people and just of the white race and their civilizations, they've been pagan. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can we brag and say, oh, we're above other races when, you know, the Canaanites, who were a white Semitic race, believe it or not, I mean, they're a part of the white race. They were so terrible that God said to go wipe them all out. He told the Israelites to go wipe them all out. And God had to kill his own people coming out of Egypt. He had to kill all of them because the golden calf or the golden bullock, young bullock as it actually was, the Egyptian god Apis, who was a symbol of the sun god.
Yep.
And
idolatry.
Time and time again, look how many times he sent his Israel people into captivity and then into the major Assyrian captivity and the Babylon captivity we talked about.
Right.
I mean, how can anybody say that I'm a white supremacist or you're a white supremacist when we talk about the fact that the Bible is a book about the history of the Israel people, and the other nations are mentioned only as the Israel people come in contact with them in history?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not racist at all. That's just the Bible.
The reason is, really, it comes down to a defense mechanism on the part of many, and particularly that one race that wants total supremacy over all the other races, and they, of course, constantly are angry that they are who they are and the fact that they are blaming God for their misfortune. You know, Satan did that right from the beginning. He's picking on me. I mean, God made me what I am, he says. He is responsible, not me. I'm innocent, you know? And this is exactly what we hear all the time from that particular group that claims all it wants is peace, love, and brotherhood. Well, that's not what they want. They want total dominion and domination of everything on the planet, including you and your soul.
It's just like the Roman Empire did, called Pax Romana. If you ask the average Roman emperor, when Rome was taking over all the territory that they did, they would say, well, we're doing this in the name of peace. And
right.
and the people of Cain, who control everything now, and I do mean everything in Caucasian Israel, they say they use the same Roman philosophy. Well, we're doing all this in the name of peace and brotherhood.
Yep.
Which is a total lie, of course. Well, it's like the Romans lied about that.
You have to define your terms. I mean, the graveyard has peace, too, but is that the peace of which we speak?
Well, that's where they want all of us as Caucasian Israelite Christians. That's what they want. They want us all either in prison or dead, preferably. And that's why they've created all these wars. Do you realize how many young men have been killed in wars created by the people of Cain in just our American history since we fought actually the American Revolution, Rick. We were fighting the Bank of England. We weren't really fighting King George, and we were fighting the Bank of England, who controlled King George.
And who controlled the Bank of England at that time?
The people of Cain, the people of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, and Revelation chapter 3 and verse 9. They created the Bank of England in 1694, and England at the time, Rick, had no national debt. The King George III had a big national debt because all the wars that the Bank of England got England into, fighting with France especially. And that's why the French helped the Americans in the American Revolution, because England was their enemy ever since the turn of the 18th century. And wars cost money. We have to understand that. And people make money off of wars, just like today, of course, needless to say.
So, war is profitable. War is very profitable. And that's why we have war ever since the Federal Reserve System.
Yeah.
America has been in war each and every decade.
Well, even the Civil War basically was fought over the bankers.
Establishing
the Rothschild bankers came into America in the 1850s and set up all these state banks, and they all went under. And in the Panic of 1857, the federal government was taxing the Southerners to bail out these Rothschild bankers. And that's really what led to the Civil War, the uncivil war. I mean, but yes, especially since the Federal Reserve Act. Look how many of our people, our Caucasian Israel people, have died fighting each other. And these people of Cain love that call themselves Jews today and are not, but the synagogue of Satan, they love to see us fight and kill each other.
Absolutely. That's their game.
Yeah.
In fact, they even kill their own.
Yeah, and they make money off of this. Right. They finance both sides.
And unfortunately, you see, we look at it because we're enlightened and we see what's happening through the scriptures, and we're blessed for that. The average person whose child is about to go to the armed services, they have no clue. They would rather believe that, George Bush is a nice man and what he's doing is good and whatever he says we should follow, because they cannot deal with the reality that when they look in the mirror, they have to admit they have been lied to. They have been deceived all of their lives. They voted for these people. And I don't know how anybody can get on a show and say, I voted for George Bush, and I voted for him again. Now I know better. I'm sorry, but that doesn't really wash with me. I'm suspicious when somebody says that. Because if you were deceived once by George Bush, you could not be deceived again unless you enjoyed the deception.
And, Rick, by the election of 2004... most people, if they listened to the news at all, just the regular news, knew that the Bush administration had lied about Iraq having weapons of mass destruction and being a threat to America. Yep. They knew that he had lied about that. They knew that his administration had lied about that, yet they voted for him anyway.
And he still contends it not a lie, it was a mistake.
No,
that
was
sorry.
A lie.
That, that is not what a mistake is defined as.
Yeah.
A conscious act based on falsehood is not a mistake. It's a planned, premeditated event.
Well, let me say, if you heard him talk, and you did, if we can remember correctly, he and Colin Powell, the United Nations, Condoleezza Rice, they were all saying definitely that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, that they were tied to Al-Qaeda, that they were a threat to America. They said that definitely.
And
without
all this
any...
gang of Democrats now are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton, all of them. You know, you look at Biden, all these phonies voted for the war. Oh, we were deceived. We didn't know. If I had known then what I knew now, hogwash. You were and are a liar. You were deceiving the public. Not anyone else.
It's just like the people that are deceived are just as responsible for the lie as the people that originated the lie.
Right. Now, I've got a guy on the line, the guy that you were referring to. He's come back, DM, and I don't know if you want to do this or not, because I don't want to step into the thick of it, but if you want to just for a very brief time, and I mean very brief,
yeah.
If you guys want to just discuss this point about who is Israel and who is not, we'll do it. If you don't, we won't.
Sure,
then, right?
I'm. You know, I'm ready, willing, and
all
able.
Right. Let's do it. But I don't want it to become a recurring thing. All right.
No.
I'd like to have somebody take another position. If you want, you know somebody who's a theologian. Fine. We'll have two people debate. But I don't want to be dragging this thing out every night. Anyway, if you're there, DM, then go ahead. Just you can raise your point quickly, and then we'll have to put it to a close.
Right, okay. Yeah,
yes.
I appreciate that. It's definitely good because, making it, keeping the point solid or whatnot. He did mention to bring back up the Solomon 1 and 5. There was also the Deuteronomy 28:68 issue. There's also the Genesis 15:13 issue. That's speaking upon the prophecy of slavery, how it was speaking, the Most High was speaking to Abraham. It was telling them that his seed would be taken to a foreign land and oppressed as slaves for 400 years.
Yeah.
And then taken away to a foreign land in ships and oppressed and sold to the enemies as bond men and bond women. And also, Gene, the other day, actually, when I was mentioning to him about, everybody knows that the people that's going to be honest would know that the Egyptians were black, the original Egyptians were black. And then he denied that and said, no, Egyptologists would say that the Egyptians were black. And he said they had black slaves. Which actually, him admitting that they have black slaves goes to even accentuate and prove my point even further more so, because if the slaves were black and Moses was being a slave, he passed as the Pharaoh's grandson. And so that would go along to prove my point of what I was saying previously, which is that when you look at the pictures, the noses of the different, the Sphinx that were knocked off by Napoleon and different things of that nature, you see that it's actually very obvious.
All right.
So he didn't mention the things about the slavery and then also being brought into Egypt again, but in ships.
Okay.
Which,
Gene, if you want to respond, this will wrap it up on this issue, but go ahead if you wish to respond to the
point. Well, there is no real Egyptologist that would say the Egyptians were black, number one. Number two, the pictures on the walls, they have many pictures of the Egyptians that they painted themselves in the tombs and on the monuments, the kings especially, Ramesses II, the Great especially. They all had aquiline noses. Not Negro noses at all. And
Go ahead. Let him finish.
The Israelites were slaves, but they weren't the black slaves. Egypt had conquered the Africans. They had conquered the Africans, and even Moses was a general in the army, Josephus says, that helped conquer some of the blacks and brought them into Egypt, of course, as guests and as slaves also. So there's no doubt that the Egyptians were white. They had aquiline noses, and their pictures are a little bit tanned because they stayed out in the sun a lot.
All right, we have to break, gentlemen. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams. More Uncensored Radio, Free America, only on RBN.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Gene, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Gene is still there, and DM, all right, is not. He made his assertions once again, and that's fine. He can... That's what we're all about. You know, we give people a chance to speak on all sides of the issue and the truth come out. But we have another call here, Henry, who wants to get into the act, I guess. And Henry from Connecticut, hello. Are you there, Sir Henry? Is Henry there? I know Henry likes to speak about issues having to do with skin color, having to do with complexion and pigmentation. So if he's there, let him on. If not, well, we will not.
Let me say right quick, we're waiting for Henry. Nefertiti, who was the queen, the wife of Akhenaten, the pharaoh, one of the pharaohs of the 14th century B.C., they have her statue, her facial statue, and even of her neck. She is white and a very slender, aquiline nose.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, there is no Egyptologist at all that would say that the Egyptians, ancient Egyptians now, the Egyptians today are Arab. No Egyptologist would say the ancient Egyptians were black. That's absurd.
Well, if he exists, I'd love to have him on the program, that's for sure. I want to explore this. But so far, none have come forward, and I challenge anyone to come forward and bring me that person. We'd love to have him on the show.
Well, I do, too. Oh, by the way, Rick, Carl Ball, who has a creation museum in Glen Rose, Texas. He has a cable TV show. I'm going to try to get him to have a debate on your program if you would like the Judeo Christian theory of creationism.
Yeah, I would love to do that
compared to the Bible truth of creationism. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to get him on your program to debate me. Or anybody else that wants to join.
That would be fine. You guys have divergent views, right?
He doesn't believe in evolution, as I do not either, of course.
But he
has the Judeo-Christian denominational Catholic viewpoint of creationism.
Hey, that would be great. If we arrange that would be fine sometime soon, Gene.
I will call him tomorrow.
All right. Well, it's good having you back on, and I'm glad you were there listening and calling in to the program, because we will have you back on as a guest from time to time, obviously, to discuss these and other major Bible issues. How's that?
Well, I appreciate that very much, Rick, and I want to say that your program, in my opinion, I'm sure a lot of other people's opinion, is the best educational program on shortwave, regular radio, or television today. And I'm not saying that just because I've been a guest in your program.
I understand. I try to just stay with the issues.
Well, you're searching for the truth. You're not. You don't have a certain religious organizational agenda.
No, I have no agenda except bringing freedom forth and bringing what I consider to be the truth of the gospel out. That's all.
My website is BibleTruthMan.com. If anybody would like to go there,
yes, and you must have gotten some visits last week, didn't you?
Yeah, they can phone me at 817-483-1485. I'm not afraid to talk to anybody. You're not going to get a secretary or somebody that's going to, you know, you have to go through channels to get to me, are you?
Yeah, I know that from first-hand experience. You are not a shy man, not at all.
No, man.
You are a true saint of God, I believe that.
Well, Christ Jesus showed courage, and we have to show that courage also and stand up for the truth.
Amen. Amen, Gene. All right, brother, thank you. Well, that just rounds out the whole two-hour program tonight. And we'll do it all over again tomorrow night. Thursday night, we have back again Dr. K. He wants to come on and talk up this issue of 9/11. You got to get it. You got to understand what this war on Islam is all about and where it came from. We have more programming coming up in the weeks ahead with guests that you've heard before and some you haven't. We'll do it all over again, Lord willing, tomorrow night, Wednesday night edition. Spread the word. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere Talk Radio, thanking you for listening, and bless you.